Okay, let's unpack this. We're doing a deep dive today into, well, a very specific local operation. It's a full-service locksmith based down in Sarasota, Florida. And our mission here is really to take the facts about this one company, Daryl's Locksmith, and kind of use them as a blueprint, to decode what modern comprehensive security actually looks like for you, whether you're a homeowner or maybe run a business. This is less about like just getting spare keys cut and more about thinking through risk.
Exactly. This isn't just reading off a service list. It's almost like a security seminar hidden inside this company's profile. When you look at everything they offer across Sarasota, Lakewood Ranch, Bradenton, Venice, you see the whole spectrum. The vulnerabilities people face and the solutions for them. We're basically analyzing what, over 30 years of experience here, trying to pull out those essential security nuggets for the listener.
And that 30 years, that longevity, that's the first thing that really jumps out, isn't it? The sources make it clear they're local, properly licensed, insured, and folks have trusted them since 1989. So 30 plus years, covering cars, homes, businesses. But here's my immediate question, though. Does 3 decades with like old school mechanical locks even matter that much now? With everyone talking about smart home tech, how do they bridge that?
Well, what's fascinating, I think, is that the foundation of security hasn't really changed. It's the tech overlay that's new. 30 years means they've seen, well, probably every type of lock failure imaginable, every common way someone might try to bypass a lock. They just know the nuts and bolts of security, the physical side, better than almost anyone. And that background, that deep knowledge, lets them be that reliable constant, especially, when the fancy tech fails, which actually leads us right into their core function, being available in an emergency.
Because when you need a locksmith, you're usually, let's be honest, in a bit of a panic, often late at night, maybe locked out. And the sources, they immediately highlight that 24/7 service. Fast, reliable lockouts, cars, homes, businesses, doesn't matter. It's a promise of speed, sure, but they also promise something else crucial. They talk about fast, non-destructive entry methods. What does that actually mean in practice?
That phrase, non-destructive entry, it's really vital for you to understand. It means they're not just going to show up and immediately grab a drill, A real pro, someone with experience, they have the skills to pick the lock, maybe shim it, or use other specialized tools. The goal is to get you in without wrecking the lock cylinder, the handle, the door frame, because if they had to resort to brute force every single time, well, you, the client, would end up paying a lot more. You'd need new hardware, maybe even door repairs. So non-destructive entry isn't just convenient, it actually saves you money and hassle.
Okay, that makes perfect sense. It's about skill, not just force. And the sheer scale of this operation, it kind of emphasizes how constant the demand is for this urgent help. We're talking, sources say, over 50,000 service calls and solving more than 48,000 lock problems across their area. That's a huge number of real-world security issues they've dealt with.
Right. Think about the amount of human stress wrapped up in those numbers. Just imagine. And to manage that kind of volume day in, day out, the logistics side has to be absolutely solid. The sources are pretty clear about transparency, too. They mention fair, pre-approved pricing, no hidden fees, and they take cards, checks, cash right there. That financial honesty, it removes a big layer of worry when you're already stressed, like standing outside your house in the rain or something.
Totally. Okay, so once we get past that immediate, I'm locked out panic mode. What does this data tell us about the preventative side, the stuff you do before there's a problem? Where does that core security expertise really come into play?
Well, I think it really shines in their focus on rekeying. That comes up quite a bit. Moving beyond just emergency lockouts, rekeying is often like the single most critical preventative step you can take. And the source material backs this up, says it's often the fastest and most cost-effective option compared to, say, replacing every single lock on your house.
Wait, hang on. I always thought rekeying meant you had to like swap out the whole lock mechanism. So what exactly is the difference, and why is rekeying considered such a key preventative move?
Good question. That's where the expert knowledge comes in. See, rekeying isn't replacing the hardware. The locksmith actually takes apart the lock cylinder you already have, and they change the little pins inside the tumblers to a new configuration. So the old keys, whoever has them, they just won't work anymore, period. They cut you new keys that match the new pin setup. You keep your existing doorknobs, your deadbolts, which saves money, but you instantly regain control. You cut off access for previous owners, their neighbors, old contractors, anyone who might still have a copy of that old key. It's like basic security hygiene, Rule number one.
Okay, wow. That immediately solves that huge worry when you move into a house someone else owned. You just don't know. And we can see the practical side of it too, right there in the testimonials. There's one from Beth L. She specifically liked that the technician rekeyed all her house locks to fit just one single key. Think about that convenience. Going from a big jangling key ring down to just one key. That's a nice bonus on top of the security boost.
Exactly. That's the kind of practical benefit that builds loyalty. Now, if we dig a bit deeper into specific physical weak spots, the sources show they have that regional knowledge. Like, being in Florida, sliding glass doors are everywhere, right? And honestly, they are notoriously easy for intruders to get past.
Yeah, they often look secure, but I've heard they can be vulnerable. Like, people can lift them off the track.
Yeah.
Or just pry the latch. So what's the fix? What specific solution does this service offer for that common problem?
So the sources specifically call out installing double-bolt sliding glass door locks. Now, this is a major security upgrade compared to that flimsy factory latch most sliders have. Instead of just one weak point, this double-bolt system actually locks into the doorframe in two separate, much sturdier spots. At the same time, it makes it way harder to lift the door or pry it open because you need to defeat two strong points, not just one weak one. It's a really smart, expert solution for a weak point that, honestly, a lot of homeowners overlook.
That's exactly the kind of actionable detail listeners need. Okay, check your sliders, people. Now, beyond those common issues, I also noticed they handle some really niche stuff, like replacing or installing locks on USPS mailboxes. It seems like a small thing, but that connects to identity protection, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Mailbox security is directly tied to preventing identity theft. It's not trivial at all. That little lock, often an afterthought, is guarding your bank statements, maybe credit card offers, tax documents, sensitive stuff. So yeah, a truly comprehensive locksmith service has to cover those seemingly small vulnerabilities just as much as the front door deadbolt.
Right, right. Covering all the bases. And okay, we can't talk modern security without hitting on technology. The sources mention they offer keypad locks, smart locks, stuff you can control with your phone for keyless entry. So does the 30-year expert just kind of jump on board with all the latest gadgets?
Not blindly, it seems, and that's important. The source material actually points to their own blog post called Keypad Locks, Pros and Cons, which suggests they encourage you, the customer, to think critically before you just slap on a smart lock. Because when you go digital, yes, you gain convenience, definitely. But you also introduce potentially new ways things can fail or be compromised.
Such as? Like, what are those trade-offs they probably want people thinking about?
Well, you're basically trading the risk of someone picking a mechanical lock for the risk of, say, a digital vulnerability. Or just practical failures. Key questions are, what happens if the battery dies? Is there a reliable key backup you can actually use? What if your home Wi-Fi goes down? Or your phone battery dies, can you still get in? A good locksmith, the consultant, really explains these things. They help you weigh convenience against potential reliability issues. That kind of thoughtful approach, that's what separates a true service provider from just someone selling and installing hardware.
It's that educational piece, isn't it, that really builds the trust factor.
Hmm.
And speaking of trust, let's connect those decades of experience, 30-plus years, over 25,000 happy clients mentioned, back to their core promise, which is trusted service when you need it most. How do they actually deliver on that promise day after day?
Well, the experience translates directly into a predictable, reliable result for the customer. That's the key. They promise you're getting an expert technician, someone who knows their stuff. They promise professional workmanship, meaning the job's done right. And they promise a fast response across that whole big service area. They're not figuring things out on your doorstep. They likely know the quirks of pretty much every type of lock system used in Sarasota and the nearby towns over the last 30 years.
And the customer feedback seems to back that up, focusing on speed and efficiency. Like Anthony Ann, for example, highlighted how responsive they were, noting the tech came by the same afternoon. That's fast. And Randall G. praised the professionalism and being on time. It shows their system, their logistics, actually works under real-world pressure.
Definitely. And that ability to execute, to be fast and professional, it's helped by how easy they make it to reach them. They clearly understand that in an emergency, you need options. So you can call 247, you can text them, or use the request service form online. It's all about being accessible and ready to mobilize. They list two different phone numbers and email. They make sure you can find them when you really need them.
Okay, so we've done this deep dive. We've looked closely at the operational profile of this one specific service provider. What's the single biggest takeaway here for our listener for their own security checklist at home?
I think the synthesis is pretty clear. A modern locksmith, a good one, is way more than just the emergency lockout guy. They are a vital, comprehensive resource for preventative security. If you look at Daryl's model, as we have, they cover that entire security lifecycle, everything from fixing those traditional weak spots, like we talked about with sliding doors, right through to guiding you on integrating smart lock tech responsibly. Their expertise is really what can transform your house from just a collection of individual locks into a properly secured system.
Yeah, that paints a much clearer picture. It's proactive, not just reactive. And thinking about those really big numbers, solving over 48,000 lock problems, consistently suggesting rekeys for new homes, it leaves you with a final thought, doesn't it? A question to mull over about your own place. If just one company solves that many problems, what percentage of security issues today aren't from, like, sophisticated external attacks, but simply from inheriting old, potentially compromised locks, or having outdated hardware? This analysis kind of suggests the most important first step for your security. And maybe the easiest one might just be taking control of your keys.
Absolutely. That's the bottom line. Take this knowledge we've unpacked and apply it to your own home or business. If you haven't thought about your key control recently, or if you know you have vulnerabilities like older sliding doors, well, hopefully this deep dive gives you a clear starting point for your security to-do list.